Hey authors, welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Dari White-Osa. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Today's topic is going to be about how do you find time to write in your busy schedule. This is something that I hear all of the time, and it's interesting because there's so much info out there when it comes to writing, whether you're writing your first book, let's say you're writing a blog, maybe you're writing a non-fictional title, maybe you're writing a memoir, but writers seem to be challenged regardless of what it is that they're trying to write. Time management always seems to be the culprit, so I wanted to come on and give some really quick tips. And if you're looking for more resources, if you're not a part of my group, Ambitious Authors and Writers, I'll definitely link it in the show notes for you to go ahead and request to join. But how do you find time to write in your busy schedule? I know a lot of writers, they're working full-time jobs. A lot of writers have kids. I have a student that has 6 children. I have, again, there's so much going on in every single one of our lives, and a lot of us we're telling the truth when we say that we're busy. And it doesn't mean that you don't care about your writing, because that's a misconception, I think. Sometimes when we allow the busyness of life to throw us off course when it comes to our writing goals, it can make us question whether or not, okay, do I really want to do this thing? Or is this just a lost cause? But I want to encourage you that just because you haven't written anything in a while, maybe you haven't touched your manuscript in a few weeks, maybe it's been a few months, I don't know what your story is, but I want you to know that there is a way. And me personally, I know that I can't not write. So the first tip that I'm going to give you is to really ask yourself, is writing your passion? Is writing something that you feel called to do? For me, just to share my story, writing is definitely a calling to me. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that it is my God-given talent. I started writing probably in my early teenage years, and it was really just an outlet. Despite what you may believe, I am introverted, but I was extremely introverted growing up. So writing was my way of getting my feelings out, getting my thoughts out, down on paper. And over the course of me growing up, I discovered that, hey, this is something that I actually wanted to do. But it wasn't until I got the final encouragement from my family, particularly my dad, who was like, hey, if you give this your all, I believe that you could do something with this. So I went for it. But at the time that I went for it, I was in college. Some writers, they start earlier than that. Some start later on in life. But for me, I started taking my writing a little bit more seriously in college. So here I was trying to balance writing my first novel around a course load. And I was taking at that time 12 hours. So I was a full-time student. So trying to balance writing on top of family time, on top of studying time, on top of everything else that I was doing, right? How am I supposed to get writing done? So my tip with that is to really assess, again, is this your calling? Is this your passion? For me, I know that I can't not write. So with that mindset, for me, writing is always gonna be a no-brainer. Some authors don't see it that way. A lot of authors feel like writing is just a hobby, something they do on the side. But if you're like me and you want your writing to be your career, you want it to make substantial income, maybe you want your writing earnings to replace your income to where you're no longer working that full-time job, regardless of what your reasons are, just know that it can happen if you are truly, truly committed to it. So just reevaluate. And that's not to condemn, that's not to bash anyone, because again, life happens to all of us. But I've noticed with a lot of people, the majority of the time, that we do what we want to do. Yes, things can get in our way. Yes, things can set us back. But when you honestly want to do something, you're going to find a way to make it happen. And writing is one of those things for me. I'm going to make it happen. If I have to take a break because I'm sick, trust that I will come back to my writing once I'm well again. If something comes up in my schedule and I can't write, trust that I'm going to come back to it once I've taken care of. Maybe it was a family emergency. Maybe something else came up with work. I don't know. But writing is never not going to go away from me. So ask yourself that question. Really do some self-inventory about where your priorities lie. Sometimes it's just a matter of where are your priorities. But another big one that I want to leave with you is how to customize your ideal writing schedule. And if you're not a part of my group, Ambitious Authors and Writers, I talked about this in my latest live training called Beat the Clock, which is basically goal setting for not just for the week. Let's say you have goals for the week, but you can have writing goals that will definitely take you for the rest of this year. So I teach, and I taught rather, in that live session how to really customize your schedule, not just for the week, when you have weekly writing goals, but that same concept can apply to you if you have quarterly goals. Let's say you have something you want to do for the first quarter of this year, or if you have yearly goals, the same concept can apply to you. So a customized schedule is really something that I highly recommend. I'm not here to tell you that you need to write every single day at this certain time with this certain amount of words. That's not always feasible for everybody. I know sometimes we hear recommendations, and that's fine because that may work for that particular author, but you know your life better than anyone. Okay, you know your life better than anyone. So what is going to work best for you? It's not about being a one-size-fits-all formula for everybody. What's going to work best for you? So right now, for me personally, my writing peak time, if you will, has been late afternoon, early evening. It used to be late morning, early afternoon. But since moving, after getting married, my schedule completely changed, which is completely understandable due to the major life change that I just went through. So just know that sometimes you have to pivot with whatever season that you're in, but that doesn't mean that your writing has to suffer. It may not be ideal, but that doesn't mean that your writing has to suffer. So if you can only do 5 minutes, start with that. 10 minutes, start with that. 30 minutes, start with that. Wherever it is, just start. Just start. But having a customized schedule, knowing what works best for you, is super, super crucial. So I highly encourage you to do that. And again, if you're not a part of my group, Ambitious Authors and Writers, you definitely want to check out that training, Beat the Clock, Goal Setting for Authors. I break it down. I give my top 4 tips, and I even give you a visual into what that looks like for you. So I hope that that kind of helps you get your wheels turning a bit, because it's easy for it to just roll around in your head. I'm so busy, right? It's just, you just feel like that hamster on the wheel and you feel like you can't get off. But I want you to know that there is a way. The question is, do you really want to do it? And sometimes I have to ask my students that straightforward, like, do you really want to write? And again, it's nothing against them, because again, all of us have something going on. Some things can just be really tough. I have some students that maybe they have health issues, again, with the job, again, we're trying to balance work with kids. There's a lot going on, but at the same time, we do what we want to do. And there is a way for you to do this with your writing without feeling like you have to completely exhaust yourself, without feeling like you need huge chunks of time to write, without feeling like it has to be every single day. Some writers get overwhelmed with that. They get, I have to write every single day without fail. I'm telling you, I finished my last first draft without writing every day. I made my goal. I was able to send it into my writing partner by the deadline that I gave her, but I didn't write every day, and I didn't even write the same amount of words every day. Some days were slow. Some days I barely cracked out 200 words, but I kept showing up. So that's why I'm asking you about the commitment. Where's your commitment when it comes to your writing? And again, for me, writing is a passion. It's my God-given talent. It's something that I could do all day without fail. I love breaking down plots. Seriously, I watch movies for entertainment, but 9 times out of 10, when I watch a movie, I'm breaking down the plot in my head. Like, okay, this is the opening. This is the hook. This is the inciting incident. So that's my brain. That is my brain. But I love writing. And by me learning different strategies and techniques to help with time management, I did not want to keep that to myself, because I was getting asked from other writers, like, wow, like, how were you able to do this? How were you able to finish this by this time? And right now, currently, I have about 20 books that I have written in my career. Some have written more, some have written less. But the question that I keep getting asked is, how are you able to do that with everything going on in your life? And again, all of us have different schedules, all of us have different responsibilities, but these strategies that I have mastered on my own, I figure, why not teach that to help fellow writers? So that is why I put everything inside my course and packaged it, No Time Writer. It is a course that helps you take back control of your writing schedule, but the biggest transformation of the course is to help you feel proud and accomplished and ready to tackle any writing project that comes your way. So this course is for writers who believe, like me, without a shadow of a doubt, that writing is their calling, it's their passion. They can't not write. They're tired of waiting for the perfect time to write. They value their time over money, and they realize, hey, I need help in this area. So if I gotta save up, I'm willing to do that, but I need to invest in order to get help, because sometimes we're too close to realize what may be setting us back. We're too close to really pinpoint, okay, these are my tendencies, these are the things that may be holding me back. So it's nice to have someone that has been where you are, but that they can give you advice, they can give you some guidance so that you can be even more efficient, which is what I want for all of my students. So if that is you and you would like to learn more, I'm also going to include that link in the show notes as well for you to just check it out, read more about it. You get to see kind of a peek into the framework of the course. You'll also get to see testimonials from other students. This course has helped over 300 students worldwide right now, because the number is growing, because my students are in a writing challenge right now. So we're probably at close to 80,000 words, but that's what they've written collectively inside No Time Writer. So my goal is, which I believe we're going to hit it way before then, is for us to hit 100,000 words this year. But I'm super proud of them. I love helping them. I love what I do. I love when they say, hey, I wrote this many words today, or oh my gosh, I did this right before bed, or hey, I woke up early and did this. It doesn't matter, because they're making it their own. And that's all that's really what I care about, teaching authors and writers how to come into their own with their unique writing process, finding your unique pace, finding your unique rhythm, so that you can approach your writing project without fear, without overwhelm, without anxiety. You know what you're doing. You know what to expect every time you sit down to write, which is another thing that I teach. I teach writers to know what to expect every time they sit down to write, because I teach them how to discover their writing average. Because when you know your writing average, you definitely do not have to spend hours upon hours at your laptop. So it is possible. So I'll include that in the show notes as well for you to check it out. There is a quick 10-minute video which goes into even more depth about what the course is about. But go ahead and apply, but don't just apply, okay? Apply and let me follow up with you. We can get on a quick video call and I can answer any questions that you have. And it's really about just getting you to a decision. It's not about me trying to convince you. It's about me answering your questions to the point to where you're like, okay, I think No Time Writer is for me. I want to go for it. Or it could be the opposite. You know what? Everything I heard is great, but this is not a fit for me. Either way, no problem. But don't let it spin around in your head. If this will work, if this won't work, should I or shouldn't I? You'll never know until you apply and we go ahead and have a conversation about it. So thank you all so much. Share this with your fellow authors in your writing circles and let them know, hey, there is a space for them to help in the area of time management, writing consistency, and productivity. I totally get it. You're not alone. And I want you to know that there is a way that you can make this work for you. So subscribe if you have not already to the podcast. You can also follow me on social media at No Time Writer. And again, the Facebook group, Ambitious Authors and Writers. So I'll link the group and the link to learn more about No Time Writer in the show notes. So remember, if you wrote a book, it is already unique because you wrote it and no one can write a book like you. God bless. Stay safe. I'll talk to y'all next time. Have a good one. Bye.